all of these economic woes, both globally and what's happening here in the United States, are really having a serious effect on the presidential election. There's a new poll today from the Wall Street Journal and NBC News, which is indicating that more people approve of Barack Obama's handling and plan for the economy than that of John McCain. Tonight, the candidates meet for their second debate. And for more, we're turning now to our political director, Andrea Bernstein. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
So the economy, clearly a critical issue for Americans, and Barack Obama seems to be doing a little better than John McCain. That surprise you?
Well, it doesn't surprise me, since it's an issue in which the Democrats or in which voters have given the Democrats the edge for the entire campaign. And historically, Democrats tend to get the edge on the economy. What is surprising is how rapid there's been a shift. I'm now in Indiana, and we're going to be talking a little bit more about that in a minute. But what is astounding to me is the extent to which, in the 4 weeks that I have thus far been going to counties that count, that the voters have swayed so strongly to Obama, and they have a logic that's attached to it, which has to do with how they feel about his handling of the economy.
And how important do you think this poll, as well as the last couple of polls in the last couple of days, all sort of swinging towards Barack, how important is that on this day when the presidential candidates are going to be meeting once again?
Well, I think that, I mean, one of the things that really surprised me yesterday is I met so many voters who were not undecided, who had made up their minds. Many of them said they'd made up their minds Friday after the vice presidential debate.
That's interesting.
So I'm certain there are more undecided voters out there. There's still a great yearning for a plan. If, as expected, McCain keeps up the attacks that Sarah Palin has been making on Barack Obama, that's a tough row for him to hoe, because voters really want to know the details of his economic plan. They want to know how he's going to get us out of this mess. And pretty much everybody that I spoke to, from the firmest Obama supporters to the firmest McCain supporters, were unmoved to unhappy with the personal attacks on both sides.
Well, Andrea, we're going to ask you to stick around, because we are going to be talking about counties that count. You're in Indiana, and you're going to tell us what those voters there are saying. So thanks, Andrea. We'll talk to you in a minute.
Talk to you in a minute.
And if Andrea isn't in your county, that doesn't mean it doesn't count.
Right? Yeah. Just to be clear about that, actually, it all counts. And in fact, all of this, you can't analyze any of this until everybody votes.
Right. You can go on our website, actually, and see the Counties That Count series that Andrea has been working on, and actually see where your county fits into the kinds of issues that we've been discussing.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper, with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.